Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. The dinosaur has returned. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ray is the Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, tell us about it.
SBECouncil.org, everything small business you find there. Obviously, we work hard on the policy front to get pro-entrepreneur, pro-growth, pro-small business policy. So head over there. You'll see our analysis. You'll see our rankings of the states, how people voted on small business issues. Chock full of great information, and of course, you can become a member there as well.
Lots of good stuff there, folks. I encourage you to go there and support them. Pound for pound, nobody does more to help you and your small business than they do. And also, they're working on policy, helping make policy that has nothing, and their intention is nothing but to make sure that it helps and not hurt small businesses. So that's the reason why if you make an investment in their organization, it'll be a good investment, I promise you. Ray, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about going forward. Let's talk about the economy going forward. If the Democrats get control of one of the houses after the election, the midterms in November, what do you think that will affect the economy?
Boy, well, I think there's still yes and no. How's that for an economist answer? there's more work that needs to be done. Let me say that, to get our economy really
right.
Chugging along on all
well,
fronts.
Well, we just came through a lost decade. You're not going to turn that around in 2 years.
Right, and you're absolutely right. I've labeled it a lost decade. You've labeled it a lost decade. People have lost perspective in terms of how poor, how deep that and long that recession was and how poor the recovery was until very recently.
Yeah.
So, we've seen stepped up economic growth, which is a good thing, in the last quarter, above 4%. I think you'll probably see that again in this quarter. So this is all good news. Again, based on when you look at the GDP numbers, the investment numbers have been great. So these are all positives. I think there's work to be done in terms of, making, for example, all of the December 2017 tax relief package permanent.
Is that's on the docket, isn't it? Maybe to make, can they make that happen before the election?
Yeah, well, good question. My political prognostication skills have faltered.
Look,
barely.
I've seen your crystal ball.
Yeah, it's very foggy. So I certainly hope so. If not, then, for example, if the Democrats take the House, then you've got probably a stalemate on that and a whole host of other issues.
Let me tell you another little sleeper issue that I'm watching right now, Ray, and you probably are too. This Labor Department law, the NLRB law about what constitutes a contractor, what constitutes an employee.
Right.
That thing is still bouncing around in Washington, D.C. The Republicans on the NLRB don't have the backbone to fight them on this. Ray, if the Democrats get more control in Washington, that's going to continue to seethe, and it could actually catch hold. That could really be a major economic headwind.
Well, the NLRB the current NLRB has made the right step in terms of what it's proposed to go back to what the previous going back away is what.
Folks,
quickly,
what we're talking about here is they're trying to make employees of franchisees, your locally owned franchise, Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or whatever, the locally owned people who have their own business. These are not employees of McDonald's Corporation, but the NLRB under the Obama administration tried to make that so. Go ahead, Ray.
Right. So the problem, the bottom line is the latest move by the NLRB is in the right direction. So that's great. We put out a release supporting that and so on. But the fact that it's ping-ponging back and forth as administrations change shows that we need Congress to step in. Now the House has actually passed the measure. It's over in the Senate, and the Senate hasn't done anything with it. So you need legislation to make this clear and permanent so we don't get into this back and forth.
Do you agree with me that if this thing wound up going the wrong way, that this would set back, this would be a systemic setback for the economy? What do you think?
Oh, well, it certainly would hurt. You know, we have trouble enough right now in terms of entrepreneurship, so right. It would be another block along that path.
Exactly. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
And come back soon. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Go there and check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.